Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. Did you know that we use about 9 skincare products a day and there's over 126 chemicals in those products? And a lot of them are directly linked to major health concerns. But you know what? There's a way to eliminate them all. Let's get into it.
All right. So I'm super excited to talk about tallow today. But before we get into that, what's going on with Christmas? Well, the Christmas decor, Dallas.
Well, you know, I love Christmas. I think it's like, it's the holiday that growing up, I think it's so much about your childhood, right? Like you think back to your childhood and you think about all the memories that you had at Christmas time. And Christmas is always a big thing at our house and my grandma's house. And so I love decorating for Christmas. And we have like a theme that we do every year. Every room has a different theme. So we have...
That's a little crazy, but what... So theme, like outside of Christmas, what theme...
Do I do?
Yeah.
Well, it's like colors.
I didn't know about this.
Okay. So each room has a tree.
Okay.
And each tree has a different theme. So like my master bedroom has like the navies and the golds and like more like, I don't know, whimsical, you know?
Okay.
And then you got Faith's room, which is, you know, she used to be the pink girl. She's not really into pink. She's much more into purple. So I have a feeling we'll be going to Hobby Lobby and getting, you know, some purple decor for her tree.
Okay.
And Max, his was always sports, but he's kind of past that. He actually had an idea. Apparently there was a tree, I think at Hobby Lobby or Mardell's, that is like, it's like crosses. It's like nails. And I mean, he was describing it to me and it's
like the actual tree itself or like ornaments.
I think it's like the tree itself.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And it's all about Christ. And so he asked me about it. So I think he may go get that for his room. And then Finley, she's kind of a wild card. Every year she does something different. But yeah, so every room is different. Our TV room's different this year.
So how many Christmas trees do you have?
We have, let's see, master, formal, TV room, Max, Finley, Faith, and sometimes the game room.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Let's
add a little crazy.
You're a little over the top. Yes. You're a little over the top.
But you know what you're over the top is your stockings. Like when I come to your house and I see.
No, they're not.
You've got stockings that are literally lined from your one side to the other.
We do. It's for all my animals. All this year, we figured out we've kind of talked through what we're going to do with Chester's stocking because it's hard. We had our dozen. We had all 12.
The dirty dozen.
Yeah, that's right. And so I don't know what we're going to do with Sweet Chester's, but I don't know. Well, I know we hung Sheriff and Dakota's for a few years after we lost them. But I don't know. It still
kind of hits hard.
It does. I need my Chester's up there. So we may put it in Birdie's room. She mentioned she wants it in her room still. So I'll have 11. It's not quite my 12, but I don't want another animal. So and no more kids. Yeah. So I guess we're going to stick
Hold on. You really said that. Yeah. Like confidently. No more kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're good with two. And I mean, eventually more animals, but. Not now. We'll be the 11 this Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love my stockings. Just for those of you that are counting, there's 4 in her like human family. And then there's 7 in, well, 8, I should say, the one that passed. But
My sweet Chester. But yeah, we've still got quite a few. And we'll get more eventually, but we're not quite ready there.
Well, Birdie, you said, has already done her room, right?
She has got, yes, she got her Christmas tree out. She got everything. And I'm normally not one that decorates ever. I've never decorated before Thanksgiving. Like I make fun of you typically every year because you always have your stuff up early. Yeah. But this is the year I've already started pulling stuff out before Thanksgiving. So I just feel more festive. We're just going to have months of Christmas in our house. Yes. So Birdie started it. And she's already got everything out in her room. And so we need to pull the rest out.
Yeah. It'll bring so much joy. I mean, just the season in and of itself. I mean, it's all about Jesus. So what better way to like celebrate, you know, for multiple months? I mean, he deserves every day, but
get in the holiday spirit, celebrate early. Yes.
We've already got lights in our house. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, November 1st is like, okay, Halloween's over. Now it's 100%.
It's the next 2 months worth of Christmas or two and a half months worth of Christmas.
Yes. And I don't even decorate for Halloween, but it's like I get past October 31st. I'm like, okay, we're November 1st. We're here. We're ready.
My skeleton's still out. So I need to pull him out. Brock's like, let's just put a...
He's decapitated.
He lost his damn head. It was a really bad windstorm and his chest is cracked. Honestly, we put him together as best we could. The head is not staying on. Yeah. So we're going to have to figure out... He's either going to be a decapitated 12-foot skeleton every year, or we're going to have to somehow super glue that bad boy on. I don't
know how that's going to work.
I don't know either. The wind took him out this year. So yeah, my skeleton's pretty sad.
Oh man. Well, I am thankful that we have like several weeks before Christmas. I love Christmas Day, but I almost get sad like as soon as like Christmas Day is here, because I love the like the preparation and the weeks ahead of just celebrating.
Yeah.
And the music and the Christmas songs and all of it.
Like, and the Christmas smells and everything. Yes, I agree. I like that too.
Yeah. Well, speaking of smells, I mean, obviously, tallow is our topic today.
It is. Yeah, that's a great segue. Speaking of smells.
Yeah. So tallow is generally, a lot of people have like this crazy misconception of tallow and what it is.
And a lot of people don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, I was in conventional skincare for 13 years and I never really realized that tallow was used the way it is or how it was used. And so it was a big, you know, learning curve for me, but I love it. And, you know, it doesn't have that smell. So
yeah. So we want to share that what it is. And, you know, since we started or launched, I should say, our company, you've kind of come to the realization that a lot of people that you're talking with don't necessarily even know what tallow is. Yeah. And so that's why we decided to do our episode on that today, is just kind of talk through what it is, where it comes from, how it's made, common misconceptions, because they're definitely out there. And then also kind of want to make what makes ours different, because we use tallow in quite a few of our products. But you know, I'll just kind of start with what it is. So tallow simply is, it comes from animals. It comes specifically, most of the time you're going to see tallow that comes from cattle, beef, and it is the fat that is taken from kind of around their kidneys, specifically grass-fed animals or grass-fed cows. And then it's rendered down multiple times, which all that really means is it's purified. It's purified and clarified over and over again until all the impurities, everything is completely removed other than just that solid chunk of fat that is almost odorless, quite honestly, if it's rendered the correct way.
Right.
Or I should say if it's rendered the slow old-fashioned way, then once you're able to finish that tallow, or once it's finished, it hardly has any smell at all. Maybe the slightest little buttery smell, and that's really it.
Yeah.
Which, I think it's great.
Yeah. No, it's so good for your skin. I mean, I was so surprised at how, you know, compatible it is. It's bioavailable for your skin. Therefore, you know, you don't have like the big misconception was like, oh man, it's going to clog my pores. It's going to cause problems for my skin because of the fatty content in it. But reality is that it doesn't. Actually, the comedogenic score was, you know, I'm very familiar with comedogenic score within just skincare in general.
Yeah.
That was one of the big questions everyone always used to ask me, Dallas, you know, is this going to break me out? Is this going to clog my pores? And, you know, I thought for sure tallow would be that it would cause that, but actually it's got a lower score than most conventional skincare. It's like a 1, which is amazing. And that ranges between 0 and 5. So that's very low and very effective.
It is. And so basically what that does is it just rates something on a scale of 1 to 5 of how likely is it to clog your pores and cause breakouts. And I know it's just kind of that misconception of, we think, ooh, fat, you know, yes, it's greasy, it's going to clog my pores. But when it's truly rendered the right way, I mean, honestly, you wouldn't even know that it's fat. It looks like a cream, any other white fluffy cream once it's done the right way. One of the things that's so great, I think, about tallow is the fact that it is bioavailable, which means its makeup, its fatty acid makeup is so similar. It's almost identical to the oil or the sebum that our own skin produces. So we're putting something on our skin that it instantly recognizes. Mm-hmm. So it knows what to do with it. It's absorbed. And in addition, anything in addition that you potentially put with your tallow, like I know we have some great additives, some great other carrier oils that all have a specific benefit, but we can really target and heal when we use tallow, not just on the face, but honestly, your entire body.
Yeah.
When you render it again the correct way, and I keep emphasizing the rendering because not all tallow is created the same. And we'll kind of talk through that in just a minute. But the fact that when you render it the correct way, it is so full of vitamins and nutrients that, again, our skin actually needs.
Yeah.
We've got vitamins A, D, E, and K, and then all the different fatty acids that our skin recognizes. You're truly nourishing and healing your skin when we use tallow. It's not just a quick fix. It's not just a Band-Aid. That's going to give you quick results that are potentially going to cause harm later. This is truly nourishing your body and giving it what it needs.
One of the things that I noticed immediately when I started using tallow was, and again, from the conventional skincare, is that conventional skincare has so much water in it. It's like 80% water. And so your body like absorbs that water immediately, and then you need more and you have to keep reapplying it because it's not actually like healing your skin. It's just like a Band-Aid. It's like, okay.
Because a lot of those ingredients strip it of its actual moisture. Right. They're hurting the barrier that we need on our skin. And then it kind of left open to the elements, the wind, the everything.
Right. But you feel like it's doing something, but then again, it's like, it's dry. You're like, okay, I just put lotion on. Like, how is it dry? Whereas with ours, you know, the big misconception is like, well, is it greasy? Like, you know, and it could be if you put too much on, but like anything, it's, if you use it the right way, there is, I mean, it absorbs, it heals, it mimics your skin. It does its job and you only have to use a little bit. So I love that about this skincare is that, you know, I don't have to put a ton on. I like my money stretches farther than what I was doing and, you know, with conventional skincare.
Oh yeah. I've got the driest, most sensitive skin ever. And like So I suffered for years because I obviously in banking for 20 years, being around money. Money is very dirty. So, and I'm also a little bit of a germaphobe. I've always have been. And so I washed my hands all the time. And every single winter when it would get dry outside, I would crack and bleed. Even I'd buy the most expensive lotions, the working man's hands. I tried everything on my knuckles just to ensure they wouldn't crack and bleed. But every winter they did until I started using tallow. That was kind of that game changer for me of, this actually is not just a quick fix. It's not just going to temporarily relieve the pain.
Right.
It's actually going to heal my skin and ensure that I don't crack and bleed. And ever since I started using tallow years ago, I've not had a winter where my hands have ever cracked in blood, which is amazing. And I still wash my hands just as much, but I don't have to worry about that because it's the tallow truly helped heal my skin and gave it what it needed.
It's almost like God did it on purpose.
Right?
Like, you know,
it's crazy. He designed stuff for us to use. And once we figure out how to use it, it's great. We don't have to deal with those ailments anymore.
It's crazy
how that works.
He designed us to heal our own bodies. And we don't have to go to a lab to create. And it's crazy to me because I feel like so much of skincare is like, how do we mimic what God's created? How do we make what God's created be used so that we can make a profit? Whereas tallow, it's, you know, using every part of the cow, like whether you're using it for food and, you know, I mean, there's bone broth. I mean, you can literally use every single part.
Every single part. And what's crazy is for thousands of years, we were.
I know.
That's how our ancestors used it. It wasn't just used for cooking and candles. It was used for skincare as well. But shocker, just like everything that almost every single topic we've talked about at some point in time, typically around the Industrial Revolution, there was a shift and a programming, if you will, of, oh, this is terrible. You know, eggs are bad. Tallow is bad. All these great things that now we're seeing are actually really good for us were painted and marketed as very, very negative.
Right.
And it's kind of going back to the basics with skincare. And do I want to slather my body every morning with cream that is full of synthetics and
hormone disruptors
and all these other other chemicals that are going to potentially cause harm and we know cause harm?
Yeah.
Or am I going to put something on that is as natural as my body? Yeah. You know, it's
no brainer.
It's an absolute no brainer. With that, I will say not all tallow is created equal. There's definitely a difference. And some of you may have tried tallow before and it had a very beefy, off-putting smell. And I'll tell you, I'd be the first one that would say, ugh, no, I would never put that on my body. Yeah. One of the things that I say that really makes, not one of the things, but some of the things that really makes our tallow different than some of the others on the market is one, where we source it from.
Yeah.
So really to have the best quality tallow, you need it from a grass-fed cows. Yeah. And then also our farmer, where we purchase our tallow from is certified organic. Mm-hmm. And then we also hand render, which is something that's very different. It's not industrial rendered. Commercially rendered. We hand render everything. And by that purification or rendering process, all we use are water, salt, and low heat.
Yep.
And we do it over and over and over again to ensure that it is the purest product. It has almost no smell at all. Mm-hmm. And it reserves and retains all of its vitamins and minerals so that that's in our final product.
Yeah.
Whereas some commercially rendered is used, there's synthetics, there's chemicals, there's deodorizers, bleaches that are used. And not to say that that's not better than a lot of the conventional skincare. Yeah. It is, in my opinion, but I would go with that top of the line quality tallow, like what we produce, yeah. Because you're never going to deal with that beefy smell. You're going to ensure that your body is getting all the vitamins and minerals that tallow has to offer. So I'd say that's definitely one of the things that sets us apart, yeah, for sure.
And that was so important to me. You know, I mean, this journey and what I've gone through with breast cancer, it was so important to me that, like, if I would only want to promote something that I would use and
yeah,
with 100% certainty that I could put my name on and I could put my brand behind. It was, I didn't want something that, you know, I had to compromise.
Yeah.
And so we don't compromise on anything. Like even our essential oils and our carrier oils, they come from a third party tested company. So we are only putting the finest ingredients and using, you know, the best tallow, or I should say suet, is what starts with suet, but becomes tallow.
Yeah.
Through a lot of love and rendering process and time. And there's this beautiful skincare.
It really is. You know, absolutely great skincare that's truly nourishing your body. And, you know, I've told you this before when we were talking about tallow, but I think a really good analogy that, you know, if anybody's got like a nice wood or cutting board, you know, we've got that one, yeah, really nice wooden cutting board that we use. We also take some of our photos on it for some of our products. But in order to keep wood in really great shape and condition, you have to condition the wood. And so you can condition it with great natural products that are going to preserve its beauty, that are going to give that wood what it needs to last a long time. Or you can put a quick, cheap synthetic on there, yeah, that's going to get you that really nice, quick shine, but it's actually potentially doing harm in the long run. And I look at that, and to me, it's very, very
similar. It mirrors our human bodies, right?
It does. It's like tallow. Okay, I can give my body what it needs. I can nourish. I can truly heal.
Heal.
Think, I'm like, goodness, all the stories that are out there on eczema and psoriasis, yes, and how these people have searched and finally came across tallow and what it's actually done for their skin, yes, and healed them after years and years of dermatologists writing prescriptions and trying cream after cream that just stripping their barrier. This, yeah, is something that truly heals. And so I think about that analogy because it's, again, very similar. We give our body and our skin, our largest organ, mm-hmm, what it needs.
Right.
Or we can put a quick synthetic fixer on there to give us those quick fix results that may be doing harm in the long run. In my opinion, I think they're absolutely doing harm in the long run.
It's proven.
I won't use it anymore.
Yeah.
I use only natural. And again, we're talking about tallow, but there's shea butter. It's all that and just natural products. Something, yeah, that comes from the earth, not something that is made in a lab somewhere that we don't know what that's going to potentially do to our skin in 10 years. Because a lot of the stuff that's in it, we do know what's going to.
Yeah.
And the hormone disruptors and all the other negative impacts. Why? I can remove it easily and I can get the same, if not better results.
No, yeah.
With natural.
Yeah. Real ingredients with it give real results. Again, yeah, like as I alluded earlier, I mean, the labs are trying to mimic what God's created.
Yes.
I mean,
because they can't patent it.
Because they can't patent it.
No, they can't make money off of it.
So
here, let's just put all these marketing campaigns about how terrible it is and you should never use it. And then I'm going to offer you a solution with a fake synthetic.
Right. I mean,
again, time after time after time. And once we've finally woken up and gotten out of that trance, it's amazing all what, once you realize what nature can do, it's amazing.
So one of the things that we wanted to offer for all of our listeners is we believe so much in tallow. We believe in the fact that it will heal. And if you're dealing with, whether it's you just want to get your fine lines and wrinkles gone, we've got something for you, or you want something that is for sensitivity or even acne prone, we have the right products for you. And they're tallow based. And we also have some body butters that are tallow based as well.
So, that are amazing, I will say.
Yes,
amazing.
They are. And they smell amazing.
Yes.
And so we have an offer for you. It is 20% off through December 1st. It's a coupon. And you'll just put it in the code and you'll get a 20% off. And just make sure you put tallow skincare in the discount, where the discount goes. And we will make sure we get that to you. And we're so confident in this product that we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So there is no reason for you not to try it.
Yes, highly, highly encourage. If you have not yet tried tallow, you definitely want to. Your skin will absolutely thank you. The other thing as well that we wanted to mention at the end of this episode is if you like what you're learning, one way that you can support us is by clicking subscribe. And there is no fee to subscribe for the podcast. It simply supports us and ensures that you will receive the newest and latest and greatest downloads and updates and episodes whenever they drop. So if you want to click the subscribe button and share, we would be super thankful.
Yes. Well, the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.